This is the Chase and Status Masterclass, Shaping a Foghorn Bass in Ableton Live 12 for Late Night Roller Weight. In this advanced lesson, you'll build a three-layer instrument rack using only live stock devices, a tight sign sub, a resonant mid-honk, and a textured reverb tail, then add pitch motion, glide, dynamic filtering, distortion, and sidechain control so the bass sits heavy and club-ready. Start by creating a new MIDI track and drop an instrument rack into it. Open the rack and create three chains called sub, honk, and tail. We'll build each layer inside its chain and then map global macros to perform and shape the sound. Layer A, the sub drag operator into the sub chain. Use a clean sign on oscillator and turn off the other oscillators. Tune the oscillator to the fundamental and drop the octave. Try minus 24 semitones to get a deep roller sub, or minus 12 if you need a higher sub. Set operator to monophonic. Voices equals 1, and enable portamento slash legato so glide works between overlapping notes. Start glide around 30 to 70 milliseconds for tight slides. Push toward 120-180 ms for more smeared roller slides. Keep the amp envelope tight. Attack near 0.5 ms. Decay 100-300 ms. Sustain full. Release 50-120 ms. Add a tiny slow pitch wobble. 0.1 to 0.5 hz at 1-3 cents. To give life without phasing. Layer B, the honk drop wavetable into the honk chain. Use a high harmonic wavetable position for bite, and add a second oscillator set to square or triangle slightly detuned for body. Keep unison low, one or two voices, so the low end stays clear. For the filter, aim for a Foreman style honk, use wavetable's filter, and then add an auto filter after it's set to bandpass around 400 to 1200 hz with a Q of about 1.8 to 3.0. This lets you sculpt the honk peaks precisely. Crucial for the foghorn feel is a pitch envelope on the honk. Use envelope 2 to modulate pitch with a negative depth around minus 12 to minus 24 semitones, a fast attack of 0 to 10 ms, and a decay between 150 and 450 ms so each hit sags down in pitch. Add a filter envelope that opens quickly and closes over 180 to 360 ms to shape the honk transient. Make the honk monophonic or legato as well, so its glide behavior matches the sub. Layer C, the tail. Create a long textured tail in Sampler. You can resample a long wavetable note or use a pad sample. Put it in Sampler in looped or transpose mode, low pass and tune it to your key, and warp or stretch lightly for movement. Add auto filter with a slow LFO at about 0.05 to 0.5 hz to breathe, and maybe a grain delay for diffusion. Keep the tail low in level relative to the honk, and high pass it at 200-400 hz so it doesn't muddy the sub. Macro mapping and balance map. Essential controls to macros for live performance and quick tweaking. Suggested macros, sub level, control the operator output or a utility gain. Honk level, control wavetable output or chain volume. Filter cutoff, link wavetable and auto filter cutoff. Glide, map both sub and honk portamento amounts. Drive, map a saturator on the honk chain. Tail mix, control Sampler level. After mapping, set useful min and max ranges so one knob behaves predictably. Processing chain after the rack. Add these devices after the instrument rack to glue the layers. 1. EQ 8 first. Remove extreme sub below 20-30 hz and tame any nasty resonances. 2. Saturator. Add harmonic content, medium curve or tube. Drive modestly, compensate output. 3. Multiband dynamics. Gently compress the low band, ratio around 2:1 to 3:1 to control sub transients. 4. Blue compressor. Slowish attack, medium release, ratio about 2:1 and aim for 2-4 dB of gain reduction for cohesion. 5. Utility. Reduce stereo width of the whole channel if needed and keep mono below about 120 hz. Sidechain and rhythmic movement. Create a kick bus or sidechain input. Insert a compressor in the chain where you want the ducking. After the multiband or on the honk chain only, enable sidechain and route the kick. Start with a ratio around 3:1. Attack very fast, and a release sync to 1/16 to 1/8 dotted depending on groove. Use sidechain subtly so you keep weight while letting the kick breathe. For more surgical control, only duck the low band or automate honk level instead of heavy broad sidechaining. Programming the MIDI and the Chase and Status Touch program long sustained low notes for the sub and short higher pitched honk notes for transient detail. For slides, overlap notes and rely on legato and glide. Use the pitch envelope amount on the honk to create the sag. Automate it for dramatic hits if needed. Velocity and clip automation should control honk level and filter cutoff per hit so repeated notes, Don't feel static. Final polishing and checks. Check the sound in context with drums and a sub kick. Use Spectrum or EQ8 to verify the sub reads under about 90 Hz and the honk sits in the 400 Hz to 2K Hz range. If the honk clashes with vocals or leads, notch it with a narrow EQ cut. If things phase or lose weight, sum to mono to test, invert phase on a chain or nudge timing by a few samples, and consider resampling glued layers. Common mistakes to avoid: phase issues from unaligned layers. Fix by inverting phase, nudging timing, or resampling. Oversaturating the sub. Keep distortion on the honk or use parallel distortion. Too much resonance. Cue boosts that sound great soloed often fight the kick in context. Tame with multiband compression. Heavy unison on the sub. It smears low end. Keep the sub mono and use unison on the honk only. Inconsistent glide behavior. Make sure both sub and honk are monophonic and have compatible portamento settings. Overside chaining. Excessive ducking kills perceived weight. Aim for musical movement. Pro tips: map one macro to both wavy-able oscillator level and saturator drive so honk drive adds presence without rebalancing. For stereo honk without losing mono low end, duplicate the track. High pass the duplicate and widen it with utility, then blend. Resample legato slides and stabs to capture unique character and use them as additional samples in the rack. Parallel compression. Duplicate the bass track. Compress heavily, low pass to 300-400 Hz, and blend for extra thickness. Use chain key and velocity zones to keep the sub only in the low range and honk above, avoiding unwanted low harmonics. Save iterative presets named sub only, honk only, and full rack for quick A/B. Mini practice exercise: your goal, a 4-bar loop with a foghorn stab on beat 1 and a tied long note on beat 3 that includes pitch sag and subtle sidechain. Build the instrument rack as described. Program bar 1 with a C2 long note overlapping a short honk at G2. On bar 3, hold C2 and slide into C#2 on the downbeat. Set pitch envelope to -12 semitones with a 240 ms decay. Add medium sidechain from your kick. Synced release to 1/16. Automate the honk level macro down by about 6 dB on bars 2 and 4 so bar 1 hits as the main event. Export and listen on monitors and headphones, then tweak glide and multiband dynamics until the sub is clean. Recap: we built a 3-layer foghorn bass, a mono operator sign for sub weight, a wavy-able mid-honk with a pitch sag envelope, and a textured simpler tail. We mapped macros for performance, added saturator, multiband dynamics and glue to make the sound club ready, and used sidechaining and programming techniques to lock the bass to the drums. Keep the sub clean and mono, let the honk carry harmonic content and controlled resonance, and use glide plus pitch envelopes to create the roller style slides. Small tweaks to filter cue, envelope decay, and sidechain release are what separate a rough idea from a heavy late night roller. Before you dive, finalize the sub first. Work in context with the drums and save versions as you iterate. Freeze and flatten when you need CPU headroom. Resample interesting articulations and label macros clearly so you can perform and automate easily. That's the masterclass. Now go build and tune your foghorn and make it sit in the mix like a proper late night roller.